Master Chef at Home. Kiki, Faye, and Sally were doing homework together on one rainy afternoon. Kiki's birthday was approaching. As her best friend, Faye wanted to try something new.
Let's have a potluck party,
Faye announced to her friends.
A potluck? You mean we should each bring a dish to my house and share the food together?
Kiki raised her eyebrows on hearing the suggestion.
That's right! No more pizza and fries!
Faye was excited, as if she had already seen some well-cooked delicacies on the table.
Cooking is not my type of thing.
A worried look came over Kiki's face.
Taste here not is one thing. Having fun during the process is another. And I promise you it'll be fun. I'll help you with your dish. How's that?
Sally encouraged.
Yes, a simple salad will do. I'll take care of the main course, and Sally makes the best desserts in the world. We can still buy some snacks and juice in case of anything,
Faye said.
All right, I'll try my best.
Kiki finally agreed. On the morning of Kiki's birthday, Sally was in the kitchen with Kiki.
What kind of salad should we make, Kiki? We all love seafood. Is a prawn salad too hard to make?
Kiki hesitated.
Good call. I happen to have an easy-peasy recipe of prawn and avocado salad.
Sally replied.
Cool. It's showtime then.
Kiki hailed.
Here are what we need for the salad. 9 big prawns, 1 ripe mango, 2 avocados, 1 package of baby spinach, and a small box of cherry tomatoes.
Sally said.
Okay, prawns check. Mango check. Avocados?
Kiki stuck her head into the fridge to take all the ingredients out.
Hey, we don't have baby spinach. Will romaine work the same? Yes, a head of romaine will do.
Sally nodded.
Awesome. Now we have everything. Let the magic begin. Now you're talking.
Sally chuckled.
I'll dice the mango and avocados and then quarter the cherry tomatoes. Can you take care of the romaine? We need it to be torn into bite-sized pieces. That's a piece of cake,
Kiki said. Kiki rinsed the romaine with running water and tore them into parts.
Here's a tip to make our lettuce crisp and crunchy. Get a tea towel, loosely fold the rinsed lettuce inside, and spin it with your arm. The water left on the leaves makes them wilt,
Sally said.
Thanks. That's a good exercise before a big meal.
Kiki laughed while spinning the towel with her full strength.
I'm done with chopping, too. Now, can you sauté the prawns while I make the dressing? Consider it done.
On the side, Sally mixed lemon juice, olive oil, and honey to make the dressing. She poured the fragrant liquid into a glass jar to serve. Together, Kiki and Sally assembled all the ingredients in a big salad bowl and left the sautéed prawns on top of it when the doorbell rang.
Happy birthday, Kiki!
Outside, Faye shouted with a covered pot in hand.
Come on in! We just finished making the salad!
Kiki gave Faye a big hug. The room smelt of prawns, creamy fish, apple cider, and chocolate cake.
Cheers to the Master Chefs at Home!
3 cups met. The girls were having a blast of a time. One could even hear their laughter 1 block away from the house. It was the best birthday Kiki had ever had. Ingredient.
Egg is one of the main ingredients of cakes.
Let's make some dessert with ingredients, as many as you like. Quarter.
Tom likes to quarter the apple before eating it.
Billy can drink a quarter bottle of milk in 2 minutes.
Rinse.
You need the running water to rinse the vegetables gently before cooking it.
It's very important to be aware of saving water when you rinse the fruits.
Wilt.
Please make sure watering the plant enough to avoid it wilts.
Those vulnerable flowers wilt easily during winter, because that's how nature works.
Pour.
My grandma used to pour some milk into the bowl for the little puppy every morning.
It's no doubt that you are wasting water by pouring so much water into a small pot at one time.
Would you like to join our potluck party this Saturday?
Yes, I would love to. Just text me the details and address. It sounds great, but I'm afraid I can't be there because I have a date that day. You just have fun.
No, I have no time for that. Sorry. Of course. I've been looking forward to its coming for the whole month. I can't wait to share my secret recipe with all of you. What kind of dish have you made for the potluck party tomorrow?
My mom and I have made some delicious cupcakes together. I think you'll like it. Soup. Soup is always welcome in all kinds of parties.
What party? Nobody told me that. Oh, no, I totally forgot it. You must help me. Can you recognize the ingredients of chocolate cake?
Well, I think the main ingredients are eggs, flour, sugar, butter, and chocolate for sure. Seriously? You are asking the wrong person. All I know is high-quality cakes usually cost a lot.
Fine chocolate is the main key to make good cake, I suppose. I've quit dessert for a while. Don't try to tempt me by asking such a question. Please help me to make the dressing for the salad, would you?
Sure. I guess we need lemon juice, olive oil, and a bit of salt, right?
No problem. Just tell me what to do. Sorry, I am not available now. I need to go.
No, I can't work at the kitchen, as accidents happen every time when I try to do something there.